We're beginning here at the top of Ayin Tet Amud Aleph, three lines down, where we left off with the Gemara yesterday. We had a machloku between Hananiah and the Chachamim, where Hananiah said that when it comes to Otoved Beno, it applies both to a child and the mother, and a child and the father. Whereas the Chachamim believed it only applied to a child and its mother. On that we said, Amar Rav Huna Bar Chi Amar Shmuel Chatoke Hananiah, that Shmuel Paskin Alokha Le Hananiah, that Otoved Beno has equal application to a child and a mother and a child and a father. And the Gemara says about that, Va'az de Shmuel de Tameh. This is Shmuel consistent in his own Shita that he believes that the father's contribution is meaningful. Because we have a Mishnah, it's not in Kilayim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hanoladim minasus, afal pi shaviyim chamor. Here we're talking about mules. Mules are the product of a horse and a donkey. But over here, the contribution of the horse was on the female side. That's a mare. And the father was contributed by the donkey side, which is a jack. So you have a jack and a mare that get together and they produce donkeys, both a male donkey, which is called a pered, and a female donkey they could produce, which is a hinny. And that male and female donkey get together. They don't have to have the same parents, but they have the same alignment, which is that both mules over here are the product of a mare and a jack, of a female horse and a male donkey. And these mules mate together. Over there, Rabbi Yehuda says, Mutarim zebezeh. They are allowed to mate together because they have the same parenthood. They both have the same type of mother species, and they have the same father species. Aval, but that's not true when we have the opposite. A mule can be produced from either a female horse and a male donkey, or a female donkey and a male horse. But anoladim min hachamor, if the mother is a donkey, a jenny, and the father is a horse, a stallion, and they tried to mate. That mule mates with another mule, which is actually the product of a sus, of a mare. The mother is a horse, and the father is a donkey, or a jack. That's a male donkey. If these two mules mate together, that doesn't work. That's called kilayim, because then the species of the parents are actually reversed. In one case, the mother is a jenny, or a female donkey. In the other case, the mother is a female horse, or a mare. So they are asurim together. V'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So here we have a quote from Shmuel, and this is where we see Shmuel is consistent. Zu divrei Rav Yehuda. That's the position of Rav Yehuda. Damar, ein choshishim lezera av. We don't worry about the father's contribution whatsoever. The father's contribution is irrelevant. All that matters here is the mother. So in the case where they shared a common species for the mother, that was in the first case where they both had a mare as their mother, a female horse, then they were allowed to breed the two mules. On the other hand, in the second case where they did not share a common species in terms of their mother, because one of them had a mare as its mother, one had a jenny as its mother, there they were not allowed to mate, because again, considers the father to be irrelevant, only the mother that's relevant. Aval chachamim omrim, kol minei pradot achat hem. All mules are similar. That means a male mule, or a female mule, a hinny, all of them can breed together, because they are all product of at least a horse and a donkey. Whether it's male or female is irrelevant, because each one of them has, from one side, at least a horse and a donkey. So they are a mixed breed no matter what. So man chachamim, who are the chachamim here? They are Hananiahu. Damar choshim l'shera av. It's Hananiah who says that we worry about the father's contribution. Since the father's contribution here is equally as important as the mother's contribution, therefore, even if the mules are a product of different species in terms of their mothers, but that's offset by the fathers who are the opposite species. So either case, they are a mixed breed. They're 50% horse, 50% donkey, and they're allowed to mate according to Hananiah. V'hai, when it comes to bar susya v'chamra, and therefore when you have a stallion, which is a male horse, v'chamra, and a jenny, which is a female donkey, v'hai bar chamra, and a jack, which is a male donkey, v'susya, and a mare, which is a female horse, kulu achada minhu, they're all considered to be one species. The mules that are a product of horse and donkey, no matter whether the horse is the female or the male, and whether the donkey is the female or the male, they're both crossbreeds, and they're considered to be one species, and they're not kilayim with each other. Gemara says, now, Ibailu, when it comes to the position of Rabbi Yehuda, we want to understand this better. We understand Hananiah's position. Hananiah's position is that the father and mother have equal contribution over here. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, there are two possibilities of what his position is. One possibility is that Rabbi Yehuda's position is, Ein choshishim lezera'av. The father is irrelevant. And since the father is irrelevant, then all we look at is the mother. That's one possibility. Oh, Dilma Svuke Misvekele. he has doubt. He's uncertain as to what the status of the father is. It might be that the father matters. It might be that the father doesn't matter. But for certain, the mother does matter. So the Ma'anaf Gemina, what's the difference in that position, Rabbi Yehuda? The Mishra Pri Ima Aim. That is a question to the offspring. Can it mate with a species that's similar to its mother? Iamart Mishra Pshitalei. If he believes that it's always the mother that is the determining factor, then Pri Ima Aim Shari. Then any offspring can mate with the species of its mother. So over here we have a mule. If the mother is a mare, is a female horse, then that mule can mate with a horse, because we know for certain that it is considered to be in the species of horse. On the other hand, if its mother is a jenny, which is a female donkey, then it would be permitted to mate with a donkey, because its species is classified by its mother. But Iamart, if you say that it's svuke misvekele, he's in doubt as to whether the father's contribution is meaningful or not, then pri ima'e masur. Then the offspring would only be allowed to mate with something that's identical to it. I mean, like what we have in our Mishnah that we quoted from Kilayim, where they both had a male that was the contributed, or the contribution of the male was a donkey or a jack, and the female was a mare or a female horse. So since there where they aligned, then you can mate, because no matter what, they match up. They're the same mother and same father. But in a case where you have a donkey with the mother, it can't go then mate with a full-bred donkey. Or then it can't, if its mare was its mother, it can't go then and mate with a full-bred horse, because they don't share a common father. And if we're worried, if we have a suffix about whether the father's contribution matters or not, we're not going to allow this mixed breed, the mule, to mate with a single species breed. So Mai, what's the din regarding to Rabbi Yehuda Tashma? Let's go back to the Mishnah we quoted before. Yehuda Meir, kolonu adilim min asus, afo pishe avien chamor, anything that is a product of a mare and a jack, that is a female horse and a male donkey, those mules, mutarim zebeze. Hey chidami, what's the case? Ilema da avuad ahai chamor, vaavuad ahai chamor, if you think they're both fathered by donkeys, meaning jacks, male donkeys, and female horses, mares, if they're both that product, tzricha lemeimar, you have to tell me that? Of course, if they have identical parents, here these mules share a common species for the mother and a common species in the father, why do you have to tell me that? What's the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda? Elalav, what's the case that Rabbi Yehuda must be speaking about? Davu adahai sus, they are both products of mares, of female horses. The difference is in their fathers. One of them is a product of a sus, meaning a stallion, a male horse and a female horse, a stallion and a mare. Davu adahai, on the other hand, the other one is a product of a chamor, of a donkey, a male donkey, a jack, and a mare and a female horse. So you have a mule that is mating with a purebred horse. So over here you see, if that's the case that Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about in the Mishnah, because the other case was too simple for it to be what Rabbi Yehuda is speaking about, now we have an answer. We have an answer that is, Viktani mutarim zemze, that they are mutar. Alma misha pshitale. Must be simple to him that it all goes after the mother and the father is irrelevant. Because over here, both the mule and the full-bred horse have a mother who is a mare, a female horse. And so since they share a common species with the mother, they can mate together. One says, lo, the olam davua dahai chamor, vavua dahai chamor. They both have fathers that are donkeys, that are jacks, and that mated with a mare, a female horse. They are both mules. You have a male mule, a female mule, product of a mother who is a mare and a father who is a jack. But kamar tzricha lemeimar? And you said before, well, what's the chiddush there? Of course, if they share a common species with the mother and a father, why do you have to tell me that? Maudutema, what would I have thought? Ati tzad sus, de mishtamesh betzad chamor. Betzad chamor, mishtamesh betzad sus. How do you know that you can isolate? Even if you say they're a mule that's a product of a horse and a donkey, and they have the same species as a mother and father, who says they can mate? Because who says you can isolate the species of the mother and the species of the father? How do you know that when it comes, these two mules mate, that it's really the mating of two female horses and two male donkeys? Maybe the donkey side's getting mixed up with the horse side and the horse side getting mixed up with the donkey side. Kamash Malan, that we don't say that. Kamash Malan, that we say that they remain independent. These two mules that are product of common species in the parents, both of them have a mare, a female horse as their mother, and a jack, a male donkey as their father, they're allowed to mate, and they are considered to be a common species, these two mules. Tosafot points out over here, this is different than by, for instance, a case of a human being, where you have, for instance, a chatzio eved and chatzio ben chorim. a person, a slave, that was owned by two owners. One of the owners freed the slave. The other one still owns him. So now he's half a Ben Chorin and half an Eved. So he's partial Eved, partial Ben Chorin. He is not allowed to mate with a Shivcha in the same situation. A Shivcha Knanit that was owned by two people. One of them freed her. The other one didn't free her. So again, it's Chatzi Shivcha Ben Chorin, Chatzi Shivcha, that's a Shivcha Knanit. So it should be the same case as we have over here. We have a mixed species, but they have the same issue. They have the same Chatzi Ben Chorin and Chatzi Eved. So why shouldn't they be able to breed? Over there, we say by human beings, that doesn't work. So that's what Tosafot says. Lo dami lechetzu eved lechetzu ben chorin da'asur b'chetzi ha'shivcha b'chetzi bat chorin shum da'atzi tzad avdut m'shamed b'tzad zechei u'cherut. There we can't separate. D'hocha kil ayim amar rachmana davka trei minei. Because the restriction here by the animals is kilayim, a mixed of two species. But davka trei minei v'chol pradot ha'ba'im isus v'chamar minecharu. But any mule that is the product of a female horse and a male donkey, product of a mare and a jack, they are considered to be a single species, and therefore they're not kilayim. As opposed to a human being that's half free and half an eved, that's not called a species. That's almost what I would have said is that those are external variables. The human beings are the same. They have external restrictions on them because they have classifications on them. Those classifications can make them into a single entity called half this, half that. That's not true by a mule. A mule is a product of the horse and the donkey, and that's integral to its makeup now. It's not something that's external to it. That is the makeup. That's the species that it is. And that's what Tosafot suggests is the difference. And that's the Kamash Malan over here, that these are mules are considered to be its own species, and therefore the mules can mate as long as they have the same mother and father, species in the mother, species in the father. Whereas by human beings, where they're half Evan and half Ben Chorin and half Shivcha and half Bat Chorin, they cannot mate or they cannot come together. Tashma. So we have another shot at trying to explain whether Rabbi Yehuda believes that it all goes after the mother or whether it's seka mispekeles. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, preda, this is a hini, this is a female mule, shetav'a, she wants to mate. Ein marbina la lo sus, you cannot give her a male sus, a stallion, velo chamor, and not a male donkey, a jack. Elamina, you have to give it exactly, you have to give it her species being a mule of the same sort. V'yamart mifshat pshitale, if it's simple to him that it all goes after the mother, then the rava la mina d'ima. Then he can mate, this female mule, this hini, could mate with anybody who is the same species as the mother. If the mother was a jenny, a female donkey, then you should allow a jack to mate with this hini. If the mother was a mare, a female horse, then you should allow a stallion, a male horse, to mate with this hini. Mar says, so if that's the case, clear from here that Rabbi Yehuda has a safek, and he's not allowing this to mate, this hini, this female mule, to mate with any pure breed. So Mar says, no, those ain't Dina and Mina de'ima, so my nihu. We just don't know. We don't know what the breed of the mother was. If we knew what the breed of the mother was, ain't ochanami. But we just don't know what the breed of the mother is. Vaha ila minoktani. In the end, doesn't it say you have to bring it together with its own species? Well, the only way you know its own species is if you know what the mother was and what the father was. You can't mate it with its own species and you actually know what the mother and the father were. Hachi gamar, ein marbina la lo min sus velo min chamor. You can't mate with it a purebred horse or a purebred donkey. Fisha ein yodim bimina, because we don't know which species it belongs to. Meaning we don't know what the mother is. Had we known what the mother is, in Ochanami we would have done it. But since we don't know the species of the mother, we can't mate it with any pure breed. So where it says, v'libdok v'simanim, there are indications on the mule that tell us what the mother was. The Amar Abaye, Abaye says, if ave kale, if it has a deep and harsh voice, mean call, then bar chamro, then its mother was a jenny, its mother was a donkey. So if it brays, then its mother was a donkey. Tzanif kale, on the other hand, if it has a higher or shrill type of voice, meaning that it neighs and not brays, then barsusya, then its mother was a mare or a female horse. So we have indications, we can figure it out afterwards. From the animal itself, we can figure out what its mother's breed was. Vamara papa, and on top of that, ravravin odne, if it has large ears, vizutra gnuvte, and a small tail, barchamra, its mother was a jenny, a female donkey. Zutra nudne, if it has small ears, viraba gnuvte, and a large tail, Barsusya, its mother was a mare or a female horse. So we have ways to determine, even if you don't know who its mother is, we can look at this mule and determine what species the mother was. It This is a case, bi'ilemet. It doesn't speak. It's dumb. And therefore, it doesn't speak. So we don't know. The voice is not an indication. Vigidemet. And it's missing its limbs. It doesn't have a tail or ears. This is a mule devoid of a tail, ears, and of a voice. So we can't determine what the mother's species was. My havi'ala. What's the story in the end with Rabbi Yehuda? Is Rabbi Yehuda absolutely certain that we go after the mother's species? Or is Rabbi Yehuda sveike misveikele? He has some doubt about this. So Tashma, we can learn from this. Damar Rabbi Huna Breid Rabbi Yeshua, Hakol Modin, everybody agrees. Well, everybody agrees includes Rabbi Yehuda. Bipri im ha'em shasur. The offspring may not mate with the species of the mother. Well, that means, for instance, here we have a mule that's a product of a horse and a donkey. Whatever the mother's species is, you're not allowed to take that mule and mate it with a pure breed of the species of the mother. That shows us, according to the Chachamim, that's easy to understand, because Chachamim are choshesh lezera'ah. According to Rabbi Yehuda, what's the issue over here? Shmamina, svuke misveikele shmamina. It must be that he has a doubt about the father. So he only allows you to mate the exact same species, meaning two mules that are the product of the same mother and same father species, because then we're certain that we don't have any problem with the mother and the father. But you can't take a pure breed that matches the mother and mate them, because we still worry about the species of the father. So Shmamina, Rabbi Yehuda actually has a safek. Hananya, who's the Chachamim, says that we worry about both the mother and the father for certain. And Rabbi Yehuda has a safek. He says, for sure we worry about the mother, but we might also worry about the father. So the only way you can mate a mule is to have a mule that is the product of the same species of mother and species of father. So Amalei Rabbi Abba the Shamei, Rabbi Abba said to his servant, Imayatli kudnaito, if you're going out to purchase mules for mitzpak, for my wagon, Ayin lahanach the damyan lahododi. Make sure that they are similar in appearance. Vayoli. So when you put them together, in order that we don't have a problem of kilayim pulling the wagon, lo takrosh be chashur bechamor yachdav, you're not allowed to have them work together, two species work together. How can you determine or be certain that we're using the same species? Check that they have the same appearance. They have the same simanim. They have large ears. They both have short tails, or they both have small ears and large tails. Make sure they match up. Violi, and then bring them to me. Alma kasavar in choshishin lezera'av. It's clear from this that Rabbi Abba does not worry about the father at all. The only thing he worries about is the mother's species. And since the mother's species can be determined by the features of the child, that's enough. And then you can mate those two. Vissimanim de'oraita. And simanim must be de'oraita. How do you know this? So simanim de'oraita, midasamich. The fact that he is willing to rely on these features of the animal to make a decision about an iser de'oraita of kil'ayim shows you that simanim have impact even on a Torah level. And that goes back to a machloket that we have in Baba Metzia with regards to Metzia, finding a lost object, whether simanim are a din d'oraita or a din d'rabbonon. So we don't know. Is it just that the Chachamim made a din d'mamon? When it comes to monetary matters, the Chachamim said simanim matter. So there it's monetary matters, but when it comes to Isura, and especially Isura d'oraita, simanim are not relevant. We're not going to rely on them. Or do we say simanim are d'oraita? They are Torah relevant. And therefore both over here, by the case of the Isura, by kilayim, we'll say we'll rely on them. And also by Aveda, we'll rely on the simanim because they're d'oraita. And that's the answer. The answer is, according to Rabbi Abba, obviously simanim are de'oraita, because he relied on those to prevent himself from coming into a position of kilayim. So when he went to get the mules, he said, make sure that you match up the mules, that they have the same mother species. Or if you find the mule that indicates what species the mother is, you could then bring it together with a pure breed of the species of the mother. All right, Tana Rabbanan. Otovet beno noheg b'kilayim uvekoy. Otovet beno is relevant by kilayim, this is what we discussed on the first daf of the perek, as well as with a koi. Rabbi Elazar Omer, kilayim, when we're talking about a kilayim haba mina eiz umina rachel, a kilayim, a crossbreed or mixed breed of an eiz. Eiz is a goat, here a male goat, which is a buck, and a rachel, which is a female sheep or a ewe. So it's a product of a buck and a ewe, otovet beno nohegbo. Then it is relevant. Koi, on the other hand, by a koi, ain otovet beno nohegbo. Is not relevant by it. So Amar Rav Chista, Ezu Koi, Shenechleku Bo Rabbi Elazar V'Chachamim. The Koi that we have in this Tosefta, what is this Koi? What is it the product of? So he says, Zeh Abam Min HaTayish U'Min HaTzviyah. This is something that comes from the product of a male goat, which is a buck, U'Min HaTzviyah, and a female deer, or a hind. many words for the female deer, whether it's a doe, a hind, a gazelle, we'll use the word hind here. So if a product, it must be a product of a buck and a hind. Hechidami, what's the case? Ilema betayish habalitz via. If the crossbreed here is a case of a buck, a male goat, habalitz via, that mated with a female deer or a hind, vialda and gave birth, bekachashachit la udivra, and then you're shechting this offspring and the mother, v'amar Rav Chisda, hakol modim, everybody agrees, including Hananya, everybody, behi tzvi'a, if the mother is a hind, ubna taish, and the child, the offspring, is a goat or a kid, here, shepatur, that there's no problem. Se uvno amar Rachmana, what's relevant is the parent. When it comes to tovet b'no, it tells us shor o se. So se, the mother must be a breed that is relevant by tovet b'no. Chayot don't have relevance by tovet b'no. So therefore here, where the mother is a tzviya, is a hind, then there's no reason to believe that there's tovet b'no is relevant over here. So that's the case of komodim, then how could we suggest over here that the Rabbanon in that Tosefta believe that the mixed breed of a buck and a hind would have an issue of tovet b'no? So it must be the other way around. So what are you going to say? So it's tzev v'no, v'lo tzvi v'no. Ella. So what's the case here? It's bitzvi, a male deer, which is a hart, habala taisha, that mates with a female goat, which is a doe, vialda, and they have an offspring, because shachit la olivra. And then they shech the mother, the doe over here, the female goat, along with its offspring. V'amar Rav Chisda, hakol modim bihi taisha. If the mother is a doe, uvnat tzvi, and its offspring is a hart, a male deer, shechayav. There you are, chayav. Because Sarah Marachmana Uvno Koldahu. The only thing that's relevant is the mother's breed. The mother here is a behemah. She's a set. She is a doe. She is a female goat. So therefore Oto Bino is relevant, even though her child is a hart or a male deer. Gemara says, though, the old Am Betayish, we're going back to the original assumption that we're talking about a case of a Tayish, a buck, about Tzvia, that mated with a hind, a female deer. Bialda Bat. And they had an offspring that was a daughter. Ubat yalda ben. And that daughter then produced a child afterwards. Because shachit la udavra. Now truthfully, it doesn't matter what this daughter had. She could have a daughter or a son. The grandchild is irrelevant what species they are. It's just the bat that's relevant over here. Because shachit la udavra. And now you're shechting the daughter and her child. Rabbanan sarei choshishin lezera av. That we worry about the father's contribution over here. And the father in this case is a buck, a tayish, a male goat. And a male goat is relevant by otoved b'no. V'seh v'afilu miktzatzeh. Not only do we worry about the father's contribution, we say even if it's only a partial contribution. Seh v'afilu miktzatzeh, even if it has a small portion of seh in it, that's enough to bring it under the rubric of otoved b'no. Rabbi Lazar savar, ein choshishin lezerav, we don't worry about the father's contribution. V'seh. I feel the mitzvah lo amrinan, and we don't worry about there being any contribution of set over here. So since over here the father's contribution was a buck, he was the goat. So Rabbi Elazar says the father's not relevant. The only thing that's relevant over here is the mother. The mother was a hind, a female deer. The female deer was not relevant by tovet b'no. So therefore, there's no tovet b'no both by this daughter and its offspring. Rabbi says v'liflo v'choshin lezera av. Why don't they just argue about whether you worry about the father's contribution or not? That's what seems to be their machloket. But plukta de Chananya v'Rabbanan, the same machloket that we saw in the previous daf between Chananya and the Rabbanan. Where it says, I pligi b'hahi, if they only argued in the same machloket as Chananya and the Rabbanan, havimina b'ha afilu Rabbanan modeh deseh v'afilu miktzatzeh lo amrinin. I would say in our case that we just drew up here that even the Rabbanan agree that there's no din of otoved b'no. Because yes, they worry about the zera ha'av, but what they don't say is, se v'afilu miktzatzeh, that even when there's only a portion of goat mixed in over here, that mother has a din of otoved b'no. Because here the daughter, which is the offspring of a buck and a hind, a male goat and a female deer, that offspring, yes, the father has relevance to that daughter. But that daughter now, that goes ahead and has an offspring, that daughter has only a portion of goat inside of it, only has a portion of goat when it mates with, for instance, another animal of its same breed. And when it mates together, the father's contribution of the goat has only become like a quarter of it now. So do we say miktsatzeh has relevance? So we would say no, if they just argued like Hananiah and the Chachamim before. Kamash Malan, that not only do they say that the father's contribution we worry about, but on top of that we say even the father's contribution has relevance even to the next generation. V'haditznan, and now we have a Mishnah Koi, Ein shochatim oto b'yom tov. When it comes to a Koi, you cannot shechta on Yom Tov. V'im shachato, and if you do shechta on Yom Tov, Ein mechasim et damo. We do not cover its blood. Now you have a case over here, which is that you have a mixed breed between an animal and a chaya, behima and a chaya. The contribution over here, at least the way we've established it now, a koi is the product of a buck, a male goat, and a female deer, a hind. Now, deer are considered to be chayot. Chayot require kisui adam like ofot. On the other hand, when it comes to behemot, they do not require kisui adam. So we say to you, don't shecht this animal on Yom Tov, and if you do shecht it, don't cover its blood. B'mayaskinan. Ilema, if you say what we said before, that it's talking about a tayish, a buck, a male goat, about tzviya that mated with a female deer, a hind, veilda, and they gave birth, ben the rabbanan, ben the rabbilazer, vishchot, vilichse, let them shecht it, and cover the blood. Because tzvi, vafilo mitzat tzvi, any contribution from a chaya should be sufficient over here, especially when it's the female, it's the mother that's making that contribution. So it should have some classification as a chaya, and everybody should agree that you have to cover the blood. So you should be able to shecht it on Yom Tov and not worry about covering the blood on Yom Tov and being in violation of whether it's muksa or an Easter Yom Tov and covering up the blood. Ella, so what's the case the other way around? Bitzvi habal taisha. It's a male deer, a hart, habal taisha, that mated with a female goat, a doe, v'yelda, and they have offspring. Ilu rabbanon, according to rabbanon, lishchot v'lichse. According to Rabban, they should check this offspring and cover it. Because the father's contribution as a heart was a deer, and they said we worry the father and the mother are relevant. So over here, the father is a deer, makes it into a chaya, you should cover the blood. Either Rabbi Lezer, lishchot v'lo lichse, should check then and not worry about covering the blood at all. Because he says the father is irrelevant. It says the father is irrelevant over here. The only thing that's relevant is the mother. The mother's a goat, so there should be no covering the blood. So what's the koi that we're speaking about over here? In either way, we know what the din would be. Why does the Mishnah there seem to have an indication that there's some sort of safek? The olam, the case is bitzvi, habal taisha. We're talking about a hart, a male deer, that mated with a doe, a female goat. V'rabanan svuke misvake lehu. They don't know. They are choshesh lezera'av. They're not certain that the father makes a difference, but they worry about the father's contribution. So, I choshesh lezera'av, I en choshesh, whether we worry about the father's contribution or not. So for certain, if the mother is the contributor of the chaya part, if it was a tzvi'a, if it was a female deer, a hind, then for certain you'd have to cover the blood. But over here, where it was the male that was the deer, we were talking about a heart, then over there, the chachamim worry about it. We're not sure if you have to cover blood or not cover the blood. But the Gemara says, when the rabbanan misfek lehud Rabbi Elazar pshitale. That's the case, that the Rabbanan are uncertain. It makes it sound like Rabbi Eliezer is certain about his position, and he only worries about the mother, not about the father alone, at all. V'hatanyo. Don't we have a Tosefta that says, Hazroa v'alechayim v'akeba. These are the presents, gifts, that are given to the Kohen from Behemot Chulin. These are from Chulin Behemot, but only Behemot, not Chayot. So nohagim bekoi ubikilayim. They are relevant both by a koi and by kilayim. Rav Elazar omer, kilayim haba mina eiz umina rachel. Very similar to his statement before. Kilayim, which is the product of an eiz, a male goat, a buck, umina rachel, and a female sheep, a ewe, chaya b'matanot. Over there, they're for sure chaya b'matanot, because both parents contributing are behemot. So since they're both behemot, of course you're chaya b'matanot. Mina koi, on the other hand, they're patur mina matanot. If it's a koi, then they don't have to give those gifts to the kohen. But my askinan, what's the case here? Ilema, what's this koi over here? It's a mixed breed between a tayish habal tzvi'a, we're talking about a buck, a male goat that made it with its tzvi'a, with a female deer or a hind, v'yalda, and their offspring, bishlo, the Rabbi Elazar, patar. I understand why Rabbi Elazar says you're paturi or kasavar, se, v'afilu mikzat se lo amrinan. We don't worry over here by the matanot, we don't say that just because there's some contribution from a se, that we worry about the offspring. So since there's a behemah making contribution, we don't worry about that. It has to be a pure behemah in order to give the matanot. El Rabbanan, according to Rabbanan, nehita kasare se v'afilu miktzat se, even if they hold that any contribution of a se makes this have a din of a se, bishlama, so in that case, palga lo yoiv le. Understand why he doesn't give half of it to him. Idach palga, on the other half, le mele, aiti rayo de chosheshin le zera'av. Bring me a proof that we worry about the father's contribution. Vishakul, and then you can take it. So over here, where you know that the mixed breed is a case of a buck, a male goat, together with a tzvia, a hind, a female deer. When it comes to the female deer, there's no relevance by matanot. A deer has no relevance by matanot. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, where we only worry about the mother's breed, I understand why you don't give any matanot over here, because the mother's relevant. She's a chaya. There's nothing to talk about in terms of matanot. But according to the chachamim, who are sveikim, sveikalei, they have some doubt about it. Let's understand this. As far as the mother's concerned, the chachamim agree that the mother's contribution is not relevant over here. So at least for 50% of the matanot, he can keep them, withhold them, and not give them to the kohen. But even on the second 50%, he could withhold them and say to the kohen, prove to me that we worry about the father's contribution. The father's contribution as a buck over here, as being a male goat, that's what makes him chayav in matanot. But that'd only be true if we actually believe that the father's contribution is relevant. But we don't know if the father's contribution is relevant in this case. We're choshesh, but we don't know. And generally it's a motzi mechavero lavaraya. So the kohen should have to be here. He should be able to withhold all the matanot unless the kohen can prove that that's the case. Ella, so what's the case? Must be a case of a tzvi habayat taisha. It's a hart, a male deer that mated with a taisha, with a doe or a female goat. V'yaldan, and they have an offspring. Bishma l'rabbanan. Now I understand the rabbanan. The rabbanan say you're chayav matanot. My chayav. What does chayav mean? B'chatzi matanot. They have to give half. Because the mother is a doe over here. Since the mother is a doe, he has to give for certain at least half of the matanot for sure belong to him. The question about the second half of the matanot, that is determined by whether the father is relevant or not. There the kohen will have to bring a proof that the father is relevant or irrelevant in order for him to get the remaining matanot. Otherwise it'll stay with this individual. So when the chachamim say chayav over here, they mean half. They'll give 50% of the matanot, go to the kohen. Now the Rabbi Eliezer, the chayav bekulei matanot. Rabbi Eliezer says that the mother is the only relevant factor over here. This offspring is a product of a doe, of a female goat. That means that the only thing is relevant is the mother. Then they should have to give matanot, full matanot. So why is he saying that they're patur in our Tosefta? So Gemara now continues and says, no, the olam, you're right. It's talking about a tzvi, a hart, a male deer, habala taisha that mated with a doe or a female goat, v'yalda. Rabbi Lezer, nami svuke misveikalei, ichoshishin lezer avilo. Then Rabbi Lezer is in the same position as a chachamim. He doesn't know whether we consider the position of the father's contribution or not. Chachamim don't know if we worry about the father's contribution, and then Rabbi Lezer doesn't know. Came into the Rabbanim misveikalehu. Ooh, the Rabbi Lezer misveikalei. Well, now the chachamim have a question as to whether the father's contribution is relevant. And Rabbi Lezer has that same safek. But my plige, what are they arguing about? They have the same position. The answer is, they're arguing about whether the contribution or partial contribution of an animal is relevant. Because the Rabbanan Savre that we saw above, when it says a se, it doesn't have to be a full contribution of a se, but even a partial contribution of a se is enough. Rabbi Lezer Savar, it has to be a full contribution of a se, of some sort of sheep or goat, behema, and not a partial contribution of a se. What we'll have to do, and this is what Rav Pub is going to do in a second, and we'll do that on tomorrow's daf, is then take this understanding of Rav Lezer and Chachamim and apply it to all the Tosefta that we saw, both to the Tosefta by the Matanot, as well as the previous Tosefta that we saw about Otovet Bino, as well as the case in Beitzah about Kisui Adam. So Rav Pub will help us with that, based on the Machloket that we established between Rav Lezer and Chachamim, that they're both Choshesh Lezer Av, they both worry about the father's contribution. The only difference in their opinion is whether you have to be a full contribution from a seh or even a partial contribution from a seh. And Rav Pub will explain to us how we can then go back and read all the brightot and mishnayot that we saw beforehand. Okay, we'll stop over here.